Larry, thanks for having me. I spent over 20 years in the hedge fund world, essentially chasing deadbeat countries that didn't want to pay what they owed. Occasionally, I wrote op-eds describing what it took to chase down a country like Argentina or the Congo or Peru to get them to pay back what they owed. And when I retired, I thought it'd be fun to write a book, a nonfiction book about my experience. But as I thought about it, I realized that I could accomplish a lot more if I fictionalized it. My idea for a novel centered around a military guy that I knew from my days at Morgan Stanley. He was special ops, an intelligence guy, a true American patriot. His name was Don, like the hero of my new novel, Under Money. Don described to me the interplay between finance, military tactics, and foreign policy. I started the novel with my protagonist, Don Carter, a guy who wanted to change the world. He doesn't like how the military is run, how politics are practiced, and he hates the corruption that's inherent in the interplay of money, politics, and policy. I started thinking about the ways that the Don character might change things. And his challenge was that he needed money to support a political candidate. He puts together a team of his former military colleagues to help him, an active service general, an aspiring politician, and a young woman who is the other hero in the book, an undercover agent. Their big idea is to take over the world's largest hedge fund to fund their guy's election campaign. And what they discover is that the targeted hedge fund is corrupt and engages in all sorts of nefarious activities. And that is the underlying premise of the book.